It sounds as if we've reached the organize and plan stage in the action process. So what do we actually need to do to get organized?
The key is to actually sit down and write tangible steps. When we talk about organize a plan of action, this may be something as simple as Monday morning, I will wake up and call a lawyer. I will call a financial planner. I will call an accountant. I will do something like that. Number two, it may be, okay, let's sit down and state, I will have a corporation set up by date. I will make sure that I have my QuickBooks account set up for my record keep, my bookkeeping, by this particular date. Because what I have found is that nothing takes the place of writing something down. And when we do that, that's why we've given you some exercises there in the workbook, because we want you to write it down. It becomes somewhat of a journal, number one, that you can kind of list out what you have done, but then also what you're planning to do. Every year, I start off by making a list of goals of what I want to accomplish by the end of that year. And I go through it on a regular basis. And when I see that I've written it down, I've committed to it. And organizing that plan of action involves committing to it, making sure you take the time to physically write it down. I want people to write it down, and I want them to sign it. I want their signature at the bottom. And you'll notice we've got a portion in the workbook where we want you to sign it. I would almost have you get it notarized just to make it official. But when you sign it right there, I want you to make that commitment, because that's the difference. You know, I've heard people talk about different types of experience they've had in my life. You know, Robert Kiyosaki has rich dad, poor dad. As a lawyer, I think I have rich client, poor client. And what I have found is that the key difference between these two different types of clients is, number one, their plans, which that's what this workbook is all about. Actually make plans and then follow them. As the saying goes, you know, plan your work and then work your plan. If people would do that, and that's what I have laid out for them to do in this workbook, where they can work that plan, set real concrete steps that they can take advantage of. If they do that, they will get their assets protected, and they can sleep well at night knowing that they're not going to be the victim of some unscrupulous individual that wants to sue them and undeservedly take all that they've spent their lifetimes accumulating.
JJ Childers, thank you very much.
Thank you.